This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here with you once again as we start our day, to start it by taking time with God. Time with God, the most important part of your day. Never let it get squeezed out by your busyness. You wouldn't let getting dressed be squeezed out, would you? You'll get dressed no matter what kind of a rush you're in. Well, spending time with God is like spiritually getting dressed. You may be in a hurry. You may need to spend less time than normal, but don't neglect to spend some time with God each and every day, building that as a foundation of your life. We're looking at Psalm 119 this week. We come today to verse 145, where the psalmist says, "I cried with all my heart, answer me, O Lord. I will observe your statutes. I cried to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before dawn and call for help. I wait for your words. My eyes anticipate the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. Revive me, O Lord, according to your ordinances. Those who follow after wickedness draw near. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Of old, I have known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever." Isn't it true? Everything you read, any time you read a biography of someone in the past who has trusted God and stepped out in faith, has found God faithful, that God's testimonies have a solid foundation. Isn't that a good reason for you to build your life on God's testimonies, on God's ways? The psalmist said in verse 148, "My eyes anticipate the night watches so that I may meditate on your word." We're just too busy usually to meditate, aren't we? We're too busy to just sit down with a passage of scripture and soak in it, and to let its truth gradually unfold in our minds. But you know something? Very often, the most beautiful jewels are buried the deepest and will never be seen by someone who just casually reads the Word of God, or even by someone who just studies it academically. They'll only be found and seen by the person who takes time to meditate on the Word of God, to just open up a few verses and just read them over and over and memorize them and pray about them and say, "Lord, what are you saying to me in these verses? What are the principles for my life? How can I use these in my relationships with other people?" As you learn to soak in the Word of God, your love for it will grow. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.